professor with the University of Saskatchewan warns Canada's wild pig population is growing at a pace where the window of opportunity to bring it under control is closing. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
Starting in about the mid-1980s, as part of the push to diversify agriculture, Eurasian wild boar were brought to Canada to be raised primarily as a meat species. Dr. Ryan Brook, a professor in the College of Agriculture and Bioresources at the University of Saskatchewan, says these animals are hard to keep inside a fence, so there were a lot of escapes, and in many cases, producers experiencing financial problems intentionally cut their fences.
We've been mapping, we're developing maps of the distribution of wild pigs in Canada, and overall the spread is 80,000 square kilometers per year over the last decade we've seen. This is by watershed distribution of pigs across the landscape. Importantly, these are most, if not all, probably most, are hybrids with domestic pig. One of the things that was told to most producers was that you cross that wild boar with a domestic pig, you get that extra rib, you get a longer animal, typically you'll get a bigger animal, higher reproductive rates. So while these animals look quite different, your classic Eurasian boar has a long, drawn-out nose and is covered with heavy brown to red to even jet black fur, heavy fur. Some you'll see pink patches and some will be spotted. And in some cases, we've actually seen animals in the wild that were entirely pink. And by hybridizing them, unfortunately, that sort of helped to create them into super pigs that have very high reproductive rates. We're talking 6 young per litter, and they're breeding almost continuously through the year. So there's not a lot of seasonality to it. These animals are having litters, weaning off, and then quickly reproducing again.
Dr. Brook says wild pigs cause extensive crop damage, they push livestock off feed, impact ecosystems, and they harbor disease. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.